This is Dynasty, and you're listening to Ricky Romance on No Filter on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, what up, what up? This is the No Filter Podcast. Turn your radios up. Turn your speakers up. Because we about to get lit. Yeah, that's hot right there. That's hot right there, y'all. We in the motherfucking lab, y'all. This is your boy, Ricky Romance. This is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. We are live. We in the studio. We are here with the one and only Dynasty. That's right, y'all. Dynasty. Y'all, are y'all thinking a TV show? Y'all thinking a movie? No, this is Dynasty, the artist, the brand. And she's here, y'all. And she's here to stay with some dope music. What's the name of that track right there you just playing?
It's Natural Born Hustler.
Natural Born Hustler. Turn it up a little bit again. Okay, hold up. Oh, shit. Okay. All right, that's what we're doing. Okay, wait a minute. That's a vibe right there. You come with a big sound right now. So wait a minute. Are you currently on tour right now?
I'm actually getting ready to go on tour.
Oh my God. Yeah, yes. You need to. You sound like you're ready to hit the stadiums.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, man. To God be the glory, man. Many blessings to you, beautiful young lady.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up. So wow. So it's a pleasure to actually finally get a chance to talk with you. Wow. So let me see. The first time I heard about you, my boy Elijah called me and said, hey, man, he told me to go to Dre. He said, Dre Stone's doing an event. Pull up on him, go support him. So I went to go show bro some love because I always had love for Dre Stone. Good dude. I feel like he really brought a lot to Vegas. I mean, it's a lot of people that try to do it. He really did his thing. So shout out to Dre Stone. But he had an event. I came, saw you perform, do your thing. Did I bring an artist? Did my artist perform? I'm not sure.
You did have an artist in Philly.
I can't remember. But so I remember since I saw you, I saw you do a thing. I was like, you know, she has some great potential. I'd like to maybe help her along her career, and you know, just some artists you see and you like, you want to see them blossom, you want to see them flourish because you just see they have the potential. You see they got the heart and the drive. And you know, in today's industry, you know, you don't really got to have too much talent. All you got to just do is really be persistent, consistent. So, but, you know, you have the whole full package, talent, brains, beauty, and everything. So, man, like, you know, here we are today, you know what I mean? I literally got a chance to see you perform at an iHeart event a few weeks ago. And you've been rocking stages up and down the California coast. I mean, wow. How long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music for at least 10 years. It's always, even growing up, I've done music. So I've always either been in chorus or always had a strong love for music. So that's always just been a part of my life, mostly. Even, like, I think I watch or listen to more music than I do actually watch TV. So I don't really watch TV. I'm just, like, a music person.
Wow. So when did you know that you wanted to be a performer, not just a singer, but you know, you have singers that stand there in front of a mic and just sing. I mean, you're doing it like big, big style like Janet Jackson. You're coming out with the dancers and the costumes and the glitter and the bling bling.
I would say at least like since I was in like kindergarten, 5 years old. I mean, I remember listening to the music and hearing the radio and like listening to the air of the music, like on the stations, and wanting to perform. Even used to dream, like when I was 5 years old, that I was performing.
That's so funny. Do by any chance, if you called your mom right now, does she have any videos when you were maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 and you were doing your thing? Were you actually doing talent shows or anything like that?
Actually, I don't know if we had any footages. And if there is, I don't know where they are.
Stuff like that's priceless. You know what I mean? When you look at where you are today, and even when you tell yourself, you're like, you know, I'm not still not where I want to be. But you still have to acknowledge the progress that you made.
Yeah, because, by the grace of God.
Because look, now here we are, you know, you're on my show, you know, we're on iHeartRadio, you know, listeners are listening all over the world. I mean, your music is being heard and you're getting feedback, you know, on social media in real life from you know, different supporters. I'm looking at your social media, you know, you're well on your way to 500,000 followers.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, you're over 350,000 or something like that.
By the grace of God. Yeah, God's favor. Yeah,
you're climbing. I did some homework. I did some research. You've got authentic following. You know what I mean? You don't have a bunch of robots. Many people do. So congratulations to you and all your hard work.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Humbly.
Yeah. So. You got the music. You also have, Dynasty the Brand, which is a clothing line. Or what exactly is Dynasty the Brand?
Dynasty the Brand is basically an inspirational, high vibrational clothing line that has positive statements, so quotes or inspirational things that you affirm in your life. So it's just basically to elevate, you know, the world. And it has also sacred geometry, which people can read on if they want, but it's just to elevate and bring like good vibes, basically.
Good vibes. So are you, by any chance, are you Buddhist? What is your religion?
I actually am spiritual, and
okay.
I respect.
Is spiritual a religion?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily it's a religion, but I respect all religions. Mm-hmm. So I respect Buddhism. I respect Christianity. I respect Muslims, and you know, any religion that is worshiping God, like of a good faith. And you know, I respect, and I think there's wisdom in every single religion. So that I don't discredit any of them, and I just, you know, I would say I,
no disrespect to all these different religions, but I don't really see it as a bunch. I understand it's a bunch of different religions, but I'm not really a religious person. I'm more a spiritual person. So when people talk religion, I can't say I really get into it, because I don't really see people as different religions. I see people as people, and you know, there's only one creator, there's only one God, and I just feel that we all have different names for him.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and different, you know what I mean? Experiences.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all have different names. There's one God, but we all have different names for him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Depending on, you know, if you have a religion or whatever. You know,
that's
so I don't get caught up in that.
Depending on one God, regardless if, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do respect them all, and I like, you know, I can read the Bible, hear scripture, I can take something from it. I was raised as a Buddhist, as growing up. So my mom was Buddhist.
So is your mom Chinese?
No, my mom's African-American, but, you know.
African-American Buddhist. Interesting. There's not a lot of African-American Buddhists.
Yeah, well.
Then let's talk about that. That's a topic by itself, right? Was your mom, was all her friends, all her African-American friends Buddhist?
Not all of them. I think, like, you know, she was just a spiritual person, and she found, like, a way of practice of peace through Buddhism. So I guess that's something that she took on herself. I know she might have had one or two friends, but yeah, like she was pretty much
so Buddhist. Would it be safe to say that you learned how to meditate from your mom, and that's something
say,
that you took along with you through life, something that you can say you appreciate?
Yes, absolutely.
In the time of enormous stress.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
And I probably didn't even realize it, that was like my practice. But you know, because when I was younger, even in elementary school, I used to meditate. So, and I didn't even know that was like normal for me, you know.
You meditate. So where are you from? Are you from Las Vegas, born and raised?
No, I'm from the Bay Area.
Both
born and raised in the Bay Area, but I also lived in LA.
Okay, so you from the Bay Area? That means you got some street smarts. That means you got a little street smarts. That means you got a little thug in you.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Ain't Tupac from the Bay Area?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you got a little thug in you.
Yeah, we're well-rounded people, that's for sure.
What part of the Bay Area do you
live from? We have lived everywhere, from Oakland to Hayward to Fremont to San Francisco.
Where would you say you're known in the Bay Area?
Everywhere. I have people and friends and family everywhere. Wow. Like, literally, I moved a lot, so wow. Yeah.
So if you go back to the Bay Area, do you think that you'll have the support of the Bay Area if you go back and do Summer Jam?
Yeah, I believe so. At least I would pray so, but I have good people there.
We need to make that happen. We need to... Yeah. Yo, Big Ol' Meezy, yo, what's up, man? Yo, man, I need you to holler at me. Holler at me, man. I need you to holler at my girl, man. Dynasty, man. Tap in with her, man. I'm going to plug y'all, man. I got to tap y'all in through the IGs. And, yeah, you know, he's also a dope artist. And I think you guys could do some great stuff together in the Bay Area since he's still there, lives there.
Nice.
To
yeah.
me, I consider Ol' Meezy like the Prince of the Bay. So, I don't know. You know, hey man, I need you to, man, I'm putting the phone call in. No, whenever I need something done in the Bay, I always call Ol' Meezy. I'm like, yo, Ol' Meezy.
He must be good people.
He's actually, E-40's, like, right-hand man. I don't know if they're cousins. I don't know.
But
that's how I met him through 40 and all of them. You know, with my brother and stuff, good people. So Bay Area, okay, so the music, okay, so what's up with the album? Okay, so is the music available right now? Can people buy it? Can they download it? Can they stream it?
It's not available, but it will be on November 11th, 11/11, so you guys can catch it on all platforms, and definitely check me out. And that's Dynasty with 3 Y's, DYNYSTY.
Okay, whoa, y'all heard that. Wow, she dropped the release date. November 11th.
Yes.
November 11th, y'all. Save the date, y'all. It's going to... November 11th, yo, Apple Music and Spotify is going to go up, you guys. So make sure you one of the people that adds her music to your playlist, you guys. You won't be disappointed. We're actually going to premiere... one of her records. I don't know which one she's gonna bless us with, but you know, she's here to bless us with a song. We're definitely gonna do a premiere, you guys, so I'm excited about that. Yes. You guys should be too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so you guys get to hear the record before it drops. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got okay so the next record, so the single is the first single gonna be... Is it not the NBA record? Is the other record? Wait, it's another
okay,
one.
Okay, so Sexy on It was originally supposed to be the one that goes first.
Okay.
But, and NBA I first? Have the video, everything, the visuals done. But I keep getting a high response from NBA from shows.
Okay. So, that'll do it.
Yeah, so I'm now...
They're both good records. Okay, so that's funny. And then, you know, and then as an artist, you could be sensitive to your shit. And it might be like, you know, I know this record. I already pretty much know what this record is going to do. Or have an idea, at least, that even if it's not the most biggest record, people are going to, you know, some people are going to love this record. It's going to have its own home and fan base. But this specific record right here is really dear and close to my heart. And I want to make sure don't nobody sleep on it. So we're going to serve it to y'all first on a silver platter. You know, and I say that because as an artist, you can get in the studio with a producer and work on a record, and it can be a great record. But the producer on the record, and there's a lot of politics with the record, and then you have this record over here that you were blessed with. The producer gave you the beat, or you were able to buy the beat on your own, and you own it. And, you know, you wrote the song, baby, by yourself, or by the other song you collaborated with people. And so, you know what I mean? Certain songs have a certain meaning. So, wow, I mean, we can't wait to hear everything. So, NBA, y'all heard of y'all. NBA is the first single, and I'm excited about that.
Yes, and NBA is, you know, it has its own kind of meaning, you know, for everybody.
You, man, you gotta sing, man. Can you gotta sing a little, man. Can you sing like a bar or two, man, for the, you know, for the listeners, so they, you know what I mean, a little, you know, a little piece of the hook or something, you know.
Of NBA or 60
yeah,
Minute?
Yeah, the NBA.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, how does it go? How does the hook go?
Okay, the hook is, I'm going to make sure to put it back, because it goes, so basically, yeah, Paul, I'm so NBA, it's like a rap singing, mm-hmm, so it's, mm-hmm. I'm basically, might need to put that, play that, just so you guys could hear the...
Okay, no. I want to hear what you're saying.
That's nice.
I want to hear what you say. I want to hear the words. Okay, what are you saying? It's like a what? Say the words for us. We want to know the words, okay. So we can sing with you.
Yeah, no, definitely. So let me play just the hook. So basically, the words are, you know, I'm saying. You see me when I walk in, and it's, you're a confident person, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's not ego, it's humble, but at the same time, you're a noble person, and you can ball, and you can, but I basically, do you want to hear the actual lyrics, is that what you're saying?
No, we got it.
Give you the idea of
I just wanted to get an idea, you know, give the listeners an idea, kind of like what the song
like
was
being
about.
The best version of yourself is like the idea to have that empowerment and saying like, you know, I can ball and still be noble or humble.
So this video is gonna be crazy. This music video, this definitely should have, just gonna have a message.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the plan for sure.
Wow. So we're getting the album November 11th.
Yes.
So when do we get the video?
Well, I have the video for Sexy on it. And so November 11th, it's going to be more like an EP, just to clarify. It's mm-hmm. going to be maybe a couple to a few. I'm trying to decide on which ones, but a couple to a few. Mm-hmm. But the video for Sexy on it is done. It's finished. And it's ready to go, basically.
So is it safe to say that we might get the NBA single and then you're going to drop the video for us? For right before you gonna give us the video before you give us the Sexy on a single, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then can we play with us. Oh, it's going down. I definitely feel like, you know, these young ladies out here, these young teenage girls, I feel like they all, you know, especially like the college girls and like my sister's ages and different, like they all need, you know, positive role models. You know what I mean? There's already Rihanna's and Beyonce's, but we need more of those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so it's definitely beautiful what you're doing within the community, you know, for all the young ladies around your community and just the awareness that you're creating and the love that you're spreading through each one of your social media posts.
Thank you.
That's definitely recognized. I recognize it, and I'm sure many other people do.
Thank you so much.
You know, so continue to do, you know, what you're doing, you know, because, you know, we don't have enough leaders. We don't have enough role models.
I'm not saying that I am a role model or leader.
It's okay. You don't have to. It's okay
to
accept that, because you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
To be a role model. But, you know what I mean?
But I do want to help people, and I do want to help uplift people, and I believe that it's needed in this world in general. So, and I just pray that God uses me as a vessel for his purpose.
Well, do you volunteer your time to, you know, the needy?
I used to, and I haven't in a while, but I've been so busy this year, especially with music and business. But I do want to make time to, I used to, like, you know, do orphanage and Ghana and Bangladesh and India. Like, I used to try to help the families and stuff like that. So, and I used to do stuff at the high schools in the States. Like, it's like more like a day where the kids can like talk to you, you know.
Right.
But they need that sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
absolutely. So you got the album dropping, you got the single dropping, you got a video coming, you got the clothing brand,
yeah,
you got, wow, tour.
Yes.
So Yeah, you're doing, you've got a lot going on coming into the new year. Wow. So I want to wish you the best, you know, on your journey. And yeah. I just want to tell you to, while things move fast, you know what I mean? You know, make sure you enjoy every experience and make sure you don't be afraid to stay on course, but don't be afraid to slow things down if you feel like things are getting out of control yeah. or you're losing your grip.
That's so true.
Because you want to have full control over your brand.
Absolutely.
Your products.
And that is so true. You know, and I was just kind of, I thought about that a couple yeah, days ago.
Mm-hmm, that's important, you know, as an artist.
Knowing when you have to say also no and mm-hmm. like have to take time or whatever's going on. Because well, I know there's a lot of pressure.
That's when you have those business people around you that can put that wall up when you need to.
I know.
To get the business done. Because you have to put the wall up to get the business done.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know what I mean? True. It's like just because yeah. we're your friends and you know, the friends and a lot of times it's the friends that want to do business that's gonna fuck you over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It happens, and definitely.
But when they're forced to deal with your business people, then they have to do the business correctly. So then it doesn't.
No, of course.
Because then it doesn't affect your friendship with that person.
That's why
it's important.
So, I need that. Yeah.
That's why it's important. You know what I mean? Because if you really like somebody and respect them as your friend,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's
you want to do business with them, it's best to have them do business with, you know, have them contact your management.
Yeah, no, definitely.
To organize and orchestrate business, because if they can get right with the management, yeah. then it's all good.
No, definitely. Yeah. And I have been actually looking at that, and I haven't, like, made a decision on it, but mm-hmm. there are some people I'm looking to hire.
Well, listen, this is what you got to do. In the event that you might want to wait for, you know, Scooter Braun or some really big manager, or you waiting for some, you know, something, you know, sometimes you might feel like you're waiting on whatever. You know, you can hire, you can always have a couple of different consultants that you hire that can do the same job. They can do the same jobs as management agents.
No, of course. That's kind of what I'm
you know what
kind
I mean?
Of looking at as a possibility.
You can have a couple of different consultants, you know, or you can have non-exclusive managers, you know, that work. You know that you know they bring deals, and you know every deal they bring is the deal that they manage.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You know they manage you for the course of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
yeah.
so you know what I mean. Some people don't understand how business works, and then you have the exclusive management where you just locked in with one manager and they handle all your business.
Yeah.
You know, and usually, you know, unless you know how to handle business, usually those are the people that rob you blind.
I know, unfortunately.
You know, so, you know what I mean? It's all about, like, if you just have the knowledge, if you don't have the knowledge, you ask the right question, you can get the right answers to make your final decision to know whether or not if this is somebody you want to rock with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On doing as far as business.
No, absolutely.
You know, so.
And I've been praying on that. Mm-hmm.
It's all going to work out. You know what I mean? I see that you're self-managing yourself and doing your thing. And it's going up. It's going up, man. So, you know what I mean? I'm really happy to have you on the show. You know, it's really been a pleasure to talk to you. You know, we've been playing phone tag to get this interview done.
I know.
You know, and you know, we finally made it happen. And you know, this is for the people. You know what I mean? This is for all your supporters and all your followers and everyone that you know that say they love you and believe in you. You know, we wanted to say that over here, Ricky Romance No Filter, we believe in you as well. You know, as well as everyone at iHeart. Thank you all for giving us this opportunity. And, we're going to get up out of here. We're going to get into the world premiere.
Yes.
Of Dynasty's new song. So, I guess I'm going to let you do the honors and introduce your song.
Okay, yes. I'm going to introduce you guys, NBA. I'm going to introduce you guys to NBA.
Okay, you guys. This is Dynasty. And this is her new single. This is a world premiere. This is Dynasty with her new single. This is a world premiere. It's called MBA. Y'all turn your radios up. Turn your speakers up. Let's go. Yo, 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 yo. This is a world premiere. That's right. This is a world premiere. A world premiere. This is New Dynasty. This song is called NBA. Let's go.
That's my styling. I got them rowdy. I got them talking. I got them boys talking. I see money when I walk in. I just know I'm in my own league. Yeah, I got them boys talking about me. I know that I'm pretty. And I like buying Fendi. You know I always keep it lit.
Talking down, I got the boys 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 talking down.